used to wake up early every day, meditate, and take a second to thank God and pray for how I played the food I'd never wait. Kept it straight, stayed in the kitchen to make sure we ate. Sometimes I called the old and turned away. All she would say is, just hope you grow to be my age someday. And though she's gone now, I can feel her presence. Just trying to be civilized, living by my grandmother's lessons. Wait, let me get the facts straight. Close to the actual date, when she was 13, her family had to evacuate the Holocaust. They were the only ones saved. Rest of my family were all shot and thrown in the graves on the side of my grandfather, who only survived the slaughter cause he was in the army as a barber. Things only got harder, but they weren't consumed. They used to all live together, five people, one room. Prepared us for New York when we lived in these tiny places. Gave the food right off a fork. Gracious, she sacrificed having a life just to help raise us. We were some little hell raisers. Still loved me when I wasn't my worst. Stole that $10 out of her purse and said I found it by the church. She say damage to the nerve cells can't be reversed. Taught us the importance of hard work and putting family first. She used to wake up early every day, meditate, then take a second to thank God and pray for how I played a fool I'd never wait. Kept it straight, stayed in the kitchen to make sure we ate. Sometimes I called the old and turned away. All she would say is, just hope you grow to be my age someday. And though she's gone now, I can feel her presence. Just trying to be civilized, living by my grandmother's lessons. She exercised and always got sunlight. Loved it when she cooked me liver and the breakfast fries were always done right. Give it all away for one bite. Remember on the holidays, she would light the candles every night. Always spoke her mind, never got tongue-tied. Felt as though she went blind and lost one eye when her son died. But she carried on resilient. One of the million instances of strength that she instilled inside her grandchildren. Pushed us toward education. Wanted to see me flourish, encourage my imagination. Never graduated, wasn't seeing me pass. But she's about the only reason that I made it to GD class. Remember how red her face would get when she laughed. Her times at the Sephardic home and all of those friends she had. You'd never leave if it was up to me. Wish we could sit at the table for one more cup of tea. She used to wake up early every day, meditate, then take a second to thank God and pray for how I played a fool I'd never wait. Kept it straight, stayed in the kitchen to make sure we ate. Sometimes I called the old and turned away. All she would say is, just hope you grow to be my age someday. And though she's gone now, I can feel her presence. Just trying to be civilized, living by my grandmother's lessons. She used to wake up early every day, meditate, then take a second to thank God and pray for a hot plate of food I'd never wait. Kept it straight, stayed in the kitchen to make sure we ate. Sometimes I called the old and turned away. All she would say is, just hope you grow to be my age someday. And though she's gone now, I can feel her presence. Just trying to be civilized, living by my grandmother's lessons. Word.